This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it! Touchdown! Mike Williams, the newest Steeler, scores!
I'll be completely honest. I pat myself in the back when I'm right. I thought the Steelers, I didn't know if this was Tomlin's last year. I didn't get it. I thought the organization was tone deaf to offense. They brought Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, and I watched Sean Payton get rid of Russell Wilson, and I'm like, yeah, I think.
My bad. Didn't mean to stop that clip there. You get the gist.
You get the point.
Colin Cowherd, his arm probably is never tired. I wouldn't imagine he's patting himself on the back all that much for being right. But he's right now giving the Steelers credit for what they've done as they transformed from a mid-team, 9-8 with Kenny Pickett, 10-7 last year, to now, I think, a bona fide contender, and it's happened in two off-seasons. Two. That's all it took, and really, it happened in one off-season. Think about how they just beat Washington. Russell Wilson, Mike Williams, Cam Hayward, who they didn't have to pay, Preston Smith with a big play. Patrick Queen, I think, was the number one reason why Jaden Daniels didn't go off on the ground. All those dudes are here because of Omar Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they don't win that game last year. The Steelers, the last two seasons, prior to Sunday, 0-9 when they give up 24 points. So if you scored 24 points on the Steelers the last two seasons, you won the football game. Not anymore. The Steelers hired a new offensive coordinator who has taken a team to an AFC championship game in the Tennessee Titans. They get a quarterback that's won a Super Bowl. They've averaged now 30 points per game in the three games that guy has played. They are knocking on the door of top 10 offense in the National Football League. Omar Khan has moved the Steelers, Doran, into the 21st century.
Correct.
And I think right now is the perfect time to pat him on the back before they might lose to the Ravens, before this thing gets squirrely in the second half. They were transformed from as average can be in a team that when they strung two first downs together, you go, oh man, this was a good drive, to now a team that I think isn't the Super Bowl favorite, but I think on a short list of like six or seven teams that you could realistically see lift the Lombardi trophy. So Omar Khan, man, you've done a great job. And the Steelers as an organization, night and day better than where they were a couple of years ago, I think.
You are absolutely right. And I didn't know where you're going to go with this. I didn't know if we were giving credit to Mike Tomlin or giving credit to Omar Khan and who should get more credit. And we could probably talk about that. But I'd like to give credit to Art II. Whenever that general managing spot opened up after Kevin Colbert, who it will be a Hall of Fame GM, will go into the Hall of Fame in tremendous human being. We're huge fans, clearly, of Kevin Colbert and the job that he has done in the years of being the Steelers GM. They could have went in multiple directions. But you know what? Art II was like, okay, I'm going to sit down with Mike, and then this is the direction we're going to go in. We're not going to get one guy. We're going to get two guys. So let's give Andy Weidel credit too, because Andy Weidel came from a Super Bowl contending Philadelphia Eagles organization that he put those that personnel together in Philly. And he brought that mentality to Pittsburgh and was like, Omar, you've worked in the building. Andy had worked in a building a long time ago as a scout. We're very familiar with both of these guys. Omar has done the administrative stuff, the contract stuff, the number stuff, and he has a really good grasp of how to be in the structure of being a general manager. Let's pair him with a very high-end, familiar personnel guy that knows what he's doing. And they both bring something different to the table and can use that vision of the two-headed monster to get this where it is right now. So let's give credit to Art the second for having that vision of not only basically having one GM, but having two, and Andy Weidel as well, of getting the right personnel on the table. And Justin Fields, we can go through every single player on the offense and defense and say that we can give credit to the new regime. We really can. And, getting not only a Super Bowl winning quarterback in Russell Wilson in the offseason, but also getting rid of your former first round pick 2 years prior and getting a former first round pick that had been given up on. And knowing that he has so much talent that you can utilize and win four games and only lose two games in the beginning of the year. There's so many ways that we can give credit right now. I love this conversation. And this is exactly why that they're in the spot that they're in. And then Mike Tomlin utilizing all that ammo that was put on the table.
Yes. And Mike Tomlin's done a good job. And he's getting his flowers right now from the national media in a way that is actually annoying me. Because it isn't just, oh, hey, Mike Tomlin should be the NFL's coach of the year, something we've discussed and something that I now buy into 100%. Mike Tomlin right now probably should be the front runner for coach of the year. Jonathan Gannon, with what he's done out with the Arizona Cardinals, deserves consideration. Dan Campbell's probably got the best team in the NFL, so he deserves consideration. But Mike Tomlin right there, the way it's being framed is all y'all Steelers fans were wrong about Mike Tomlin, and see, we were right. And that kind of annoys me because the last 7 years haven't been necessarily great, but I don't want to have that conversation right now. Right now, it's about this team is a legitimate contender, and we had talked in the offseason. The Steelers probably wanted to mold themselves out of those Tennessee Titans groups that Arthur Smith was the offensive coordinator of. Now, you don't have Derrick Henry, but can you have a strong running game? They do. Can you have hogs up front that are physical? I think they do. They leave a lot to be desired in pass protection, but they're young, and it's been a mishmash unit on the offensive line. But they want to play good defense. They want to control the clock, which they did brilliantly on Sunday. I mean, they had the ball forever on Sunday. And then they want to be able to throw the ball down the field whenever it makes sense, and they want to utilize play action. They know who they wanted to be, and they actually had the personnel to boot. Like, they wanted to be this team with Matt Canada, with Kenny Pickett, the way they were designed before. They wanted to run the ball. They wanted to play defense. They didn't want to turn the thing over. Now, they have the personnel and the brain power with Arthur Smith to match that philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working because it can work. I never had a problem zigging when everyone else was zagging. Run the ball, play defense. But you need to have the personnel in place. And over the last two offseasons, boy, have they added that personnel.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson is the perfect quarterback to make all this work. It takes a lot of balls to give up on a first-round draft pick after 2 years. It does. Not a lot of teams would do that. And I don't think the previous administration would have done that. And I think I always do this, and you did it already. Kevin Colbert, a hell of a general manager, should be in the Hall of Fame one day. I don't know that he gives up on Kenny Pickett after 2 years. That's your draft pick. That was his final first-round draft pick. I don't know if you give up on that guy. They did, and we're seeing that they absolutely should have done it. And nothing against Kenny Pickett. But this guy, Kenny Pickett, ain't Russell Wilson, not by a long shot. And you see what the Steelers have done now in the last 12 regular season games when they've gotten above-average quarterback play. All they've done is won.
Yes.
They're 10-2.
Yeah.
This is a good football team, and I said going into the deadline, if Omar Khan doesn't get a wide receiver, that it would make me knock what he's done the last 2 years probably down a letter grade. You have a gaping hole. You need to address it. Well, he did, and it's already paid dividends. You don't win the football game if you don't have Mike Williams on Sunday, because that's Van Jefferson going up there. He's not catching that football. He's looking up, and the thing's falling, and it's landing harmlessly on the ground. So just wanted to spend this segment saying the direction of this organization, and we can talk about this year, and we are talking about this year, is that they're very good. But the direction of the organization now with Omar Khan leading the ship, We got asked on the final word on Sunday night, one of those mystery topics from a viewer. Who's the next team that's going to win a championship? I don't know. I don't, but probably the Steelers. If you had to pick
one. In Pittsburgh.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Like Pitt volleyball came up, obviously.
Right. Hey, so I think, pro teams.
Yeah, pro teams. Do you feel better about the direction of the Steelers with their front office or the Fenway Sports Group or Ben Cherington?
Yeah, it's not even close.
It's not even close.
Not even close.
I think, and I thought when they hired Omar Khan, they did the wrong thing. That's not because I have anything against Omar Khan, but they haven't won in so long.
And in-house hire.
I didn't want the in-house hire. I didn't want them to hire the closest breathing warm body.
Right.
And it turns out I was wrong about that because they nailed it with Weidel and Khan. And Weidel and Khan have now nailed it for two straight years. Even things like trading Chase Claypool, taking a, at the time, frankly, dynamic playmaker away from a rookie quarterback to see the vision there. Okay, we'll get a second round pick for this guy. We can't win with guys like that. Mm-hmm. You wind up with Joey Porter Jr. Just, he really hasn't stepped in it one time. I don't know if there's one thing now that Omar Khan has done that makes you go, Like, even Deshaun Elliott's been an outstanding addition to this defense.
I guess we could have said the timing of Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Like if there's one thing, if we want to nitpick, and this is not even, we're not being negative in this segment, and that's not the point of the segment, to be positive, but if we wanted to really nitpick, it would probably be the timing of Deontay Johnson and having to wait to the basically last second to fulfill that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it for me.
You ready for some big time hindsight 2020 stuff here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy they didn't get Brandon Ayuk. Not because he got hurt, but because if you got Brandon Ayuk and paid Brandon Ayuk, you wouldn't be able to pay George Pickens, and right now he looks every bit a number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
Now, that they wanted to get Ayuk. They wanted him. They would have paid him, but it probably would have cost them George Pickens, and I think I'd rather have George Pickens. Been three games.
Right.
Still might have some knucklehead tendencies, but right now he looks every bit a number one wide receiver that you'd like to keep around here for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that probably would have hamstrung you of paying other people, too.
And yeah, that,
outside of George.
Hey, you got to pay a quarterback.
Yep. Quarterback.
A couple people texted yesterday and said the Steelers should pay Russell Wilson right now. And they just don't do that in season. And I still wouldn't do it in season. Like, the reason why you would is so that you pay him after three games because you kind of see where this thing is going. And maybe you could save some cashola. He's also in his mid-30s. I want to see if Russell Wilson can keep this up.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's a long season still.
Yes.
We got a lot of football to go. And, you know, it's not even for me if he keeps it up because I think that, like, mentally and, like, as a quarterback, he could keep it up. But just physically, like, if he gets, gets dinged a couple times, gets hit, like, your body's at 35.
You don't recover the way you did back then. I mean, two calf injuries already, or the same one that kept him out for a combined like 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Whenever he's never really been hurt or not been able to play through it in his career. So you wait, you see. I can close my eyes and envision Russell Wilson being here next year and perhaps the year after. I can, but you don't have to do anything with that right now.
Nope.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We could have started with the Penguins. Maybe we should have started with the Penguins, but I don't like starting the morning off Debbie Downers.
Yes.
So we will get to the debacle at PPG Paints Arena at the bottom of the hour. But coming up next, we've talked about Omar Khan, and you can give your thoughts at 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin isn't just playing the Ravens on Sunday, Doran. He's also playing himself. And I shall describe what I mean when we return, and I wonder if you agree.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes I just like to listen to the music. Sometimes just get in the shower.
Yep.
Get some tunes going.
Yep.
Let the water just wash over you. I saw a tweet from Scott Harbaugh, Channel 11, weather dude,
yeah,
who said the high 49 today, it is the lowest high since April 21st. So we finally got that Thanksgiving weather.
Oh, there we go.
Which I want. I want to pop my head outside when I let the dog out, and I want to smell fall.
I really haven't had
a smell of fall.
Like, is this cold enough for you?
Yeah, 49's good.
That's perfect, right?
Yeah, throw a hoodie on.
Yeah.
Sometimes a light jacket. That kind of deal, some jeans. And then on Christmas, I want it to be exactly 32 degrees with a slight flurry.
Yeah.
I don't ask for a lot in my life.
Right.
That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to be 65 degrees when Dad's carving the turkey.
Right. But you want it to be 65 degrees on St. Patty's Day, right?
Yes.
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 Same.
Yes.
Like, give me that spring feeling on St. Patty's Day when everybody's out and...
Yes.
So we could, okay, it's here. Like, we could look forward to the nice weather.
There's nothing better than, like, in college when St. Patrick's Day weekend was warm and you could do some porch drinking outside.
Unbelievable.
The best. The best.
65 degrees in the spring smells different than 65 degrees in October, in November, right?
100%.
Why?
I don't know. You're right about that. I mean, 49 today is going to feel chilly because we've had such a, it was 80 degrees last week, early on in the week. But if you get to 49 degrees at the end of winter, like, you kind of want to go outside and shoot some hoops.
Right.
It's amazing. The thickening and unthickening of blood. Science. 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin has had a great season. Inarguable. Steelers are 7-2 atop the AFC North. He made the call to switch to Russell Wilson, and the Steelers have been scoring a bunch of points since Russ has come in, and they haven't lost a game. This is his biggest challenge of the season. Because I think not only is he battling against the hated AFC North kitchen Baltimore Ravens, I think he's also fighting against himself here. And this is something you brought up yesterday and I wanted to spend more time on. You look at the last seven Steelers-Ravens games. I think Tomlin has done a really good job, and they've won 7 out of 8, of dragging Harbaugh into the Ravens into the game that they want to play. It's like you play a pressing team in college basketball, and you're this high-flying offense, and all of a sudden you're going up and down, and you're rushing things, and you're playing their style. You know, styles make the fight. Well, last seven Steelers-Ravens games, here are the final scores. 17-10, 17-10, 16-13, 16-14, 16-13, 20-19, ooh, a barn burner, and 19-14. That's not how this game is going to play out, I don't think. You can't go in there and run the ball 40 times. That's what you've done. That's how you've won. That's not how this game should be played. The Ravens lead the league in scoring at 31 points per game. They are going to score points on Sunday. The Ravens, defensively, 25th in scoring defense, giving up 294 yards per game in the air, and they're only giving up 3.4 yards per carry on the ground. So I've heard people theorize, well, you don't run on the Ravens because you're just throwing the ball on the Ravens. That's why they're not giving up that many yards on the ground. No, their yards per carry allowed is low. Best in the league. So they stopped the run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Steelers should go into this game, Doran, saying let's ground and pound. I think you got to open it up. I think you probably got to throw the ball 40 times. And I think this is Mike Tomlin fighting against himself. He was aggressive on Sunday. They run the fake punt. He's been aggressive all year. Will he be aggressive in game planning for the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, how much faith, if you're Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, do you actually have in this offense? Because you're probably going to, you know, fight playing the game of, do we want to keep it away from Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, or do we want to attack? So I really think it comes down to the faith that they have in Russell Wilson and in this offense to go attack. And I think that right now they're feeling really good about that.
I agree.
So I don't think that it should be this, you know, mental gymnastics, this calculus of a project to go in here and to be like, okay, do we really want to play this chess game? Like, no, like play checkers and move, like move, keep it going. Because identify what their weakness is and attack. And I understand that you probably want to keep the ball out of Lamar Jackson's hands and you don't want the offense to get going for the Baltimore Ravens. So you would think that, okay, we need to run the football and we're pretty good at that. We think that we're good at that. So let's play that game. Like, no. Their weakness outweighs keeping the ball away from Lamar Jackson and taking a chance on running the football and getting stalled out every single drive.
You are built, finally.
Yeah, finally.
Yes. In a way where you can attack other teams' weaknesses. You can win multiple ways. Like, they ran for 140 yards against Washington and controlled the clock. All right, well, in this game, you're probably going to have to put up 35 points. And to do that, in order to engineer victory that way, you're probably going to have to throw. But that doesn't necessarily mean you can't keep Lamar off the field. And it reminds me, Doran Dickerson, of a game back in 2011. Steelers 25, Patriots 17. It was one of the best coaching jobs, I think, of Mike Tomlin's career. They could not stop the tight end game of those New England Patriots. And you had Rob Gronkowski, who was just killing everyone in the league. And they said, you know what? We're putting Cortez Allen in the slot on that guy. So defensively, that was their game plan. And they finally played man coverage, blah, blah, blah. But offensively, the Steelers threw the ball 50 times. But it was dinking and dunking. And they controlled the clock 39 minutes and 22 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of what you try to do in this game. You throw the ball to control the clock because that's how you move the ball. Now, it doesn't have to be all moon shots, moon balls. That'll be great. You'll see some of those. But can you control the game in the air? I think that's the key to this thing. And I think Mike Tomlin needs to look at this game in a different way than he's looked at recent Ravens games.
Like the play that they dumped off. Like, Russ was like, he slid up and then he dumped it off to Jaylen Warren. And Jaylen,
beautiful.
Yes. Like, that stuff like that. That's controlling the clock without running the football, right? Like, things of that nature. Jaylen Warren, I hope he's not in the doghouse right now, which he seems to get in the doghouse every time he does fumble. So I would love to think that Jaylen Warren would be very effective in the passing game, but I honestly don't know. And I hate to say that because I don't know how Mike Tomlin is going to approach this week with Jaylen Warren after he fumbled.
I think that this folds into that this conversation beautifully. They ran the fake punt because I think they have faith that even if Washington scores, and we talked about this yesterday, you've got Russell Wilson. And you feel like, man, he can actually make up for some of your mistakes. A good quarterback's the ultimate eraser. They had that with Ben. They weren't afraid if Ben threw a couple picks
because
he was going to score a bunch of points. Like, I don't think they're afraid to make mistakes the same way they were, obviously, with Kenny, with Justin Fields, with Mason Rudolph, with Mitch Trubisky, with Ben at the end of his career. If the Steelers would turn it over from the end of Ben's career through the start of Russell Wilson's tenure, they were going to lose the game. They just lost the turnover battle on Sunday, beat a really good Washington football team, the Washington Commanders. They're not afraid to give up a possession here and there, and I hope that that trickles down to a guy like Jaylen Warren. He's dynamic in the passing game. As you've mentioned before, he's such a good pass protector. He's a weapon for you. Well, you don't want him to fumble, but maybe you can get away with one every now and again.
Yeah.
I don't know if he views it that way, but go score points. Put guys on the field who can help you score points. Because this one ain't going to finish 16-13. It ain't going to be 17-10. Maybe it's 28-27 again. I think that's much more likely. And I am fascinated if that's the case, or if both of these coaches do what they so often do, which is, it's going to be ground and pound, tough AFC North football, and then they fulfill their own prophecy.
Right.
Like, it becomes what they think it's going to become because they coach it to be what they want it to be, this rock fight. I cannot wait. We never get this in-depth into a upcoming opponent and as we have this. Like, we couldn't help but get into it last week. Huh.
It's great.
Ravens week. I want to go. Should we go? I really want to go.
Do you?
I sounded like a kid.
You did.
I want to go.
You're like, I want to go.
I want to go.
I'm tailgating with people that Sunday.
Suddenly, I'm going to watch on my couch.
I'm not hosting it, though. So I'm just going to one.
I told my wife yesterday, I said, I really want to go to Steelers-Ravens. She goes, how are you going to get tickets? I said, buy them. She said, no,
you're not allowed.
I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty penny to get in there.
Probably, yeah.
It's a Goliath matchup, Dorn.
That's
it's
huge.
Colossal. Big time.
Yes.
All right, coming up next, Penguins no longer big time. And as embarrassing a performance as we've really seen from this team in the Crosby era, save for like 2005. Where do they go from here? We'll get into it next. Someone texted in at 412-928-9370 that the cheapest ticket for Steelers-Ravens on Sunday in secondary markets, $300 right now.
Really?
Hot ticket. Hot ticket. Which is the opposite of the Penguins.
What's the weather supposed to be like on Sunday? I think it's going to be nice again, too. Hold on. Let me see.
The only problem with the game on Sunday is that it's not at 425. I love the 425 games at this time of the year because it feels like a night game without actually having to be a night game.
Right.
You can still get to bed at a reasonable hour. What's the weather?
55.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Should probably be the over-under the line in this game.
Do you think?
I haven't looked.
Actually, it's like 49.5.
49.5. You're fighting against history, too. You're fighting against history on this. Because statistically, with the way that both offenses are playing and with the way the Baltimore's defense is playing, it should be the highest total in the NFL this week. But the way that these games have always been played would make you question that. It's 47.5, Dorn. You nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it, which might still be the highest. Second highest, third highest in the league at 47.5. Last week, it was the highest in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough to get a ticket to a Steeler game right now. Meanwhile, the Penguins last night drew 16,000 people. And when I pointed this out on Halloween, when they brought 15,000 people to the barn, got a lot of angry texters and people on Twitter saying, it's Halloween. Like it's a busy day. You want to spend the night with your family. Okay, what was going on last night? Was celebrating the veterans? Like, happy Veterans Day. God bless everyone who serves, but I don't think people were not going to PPG Paint Arena because of Veterans Day. Like, if anything, you had the day off, and maybe you could have gone down and get a bite to eat or something, then go out to the game.
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't showing up for Penguins games the way that they used to, and that makes sense to me because it's not just that they're losing. You kind of assume they wouldn't be good. It's that they're embarrassingly bad. Embarrassingly bad. Their roster is better than the way that they're playing right now. You can't give up 6 goals in a period to anybody. Now, 2 of them were fluky, but Mike Sullivan said that after the game. 2 fluky goals. We didn't play that bad. Buddy, pal, my Irish brethren, you were down 6-0 after 1.
Yeah.
You weren't playing well.
No.
He has to go.
I'm surprised he made it out of PPG Paints last night. I'm surprised. You said this before the show. Like it's so bad because it's so early. Basically, is what you said. I'm paraphrasing, but it's so bad because it's so early. Like, where do you go from here?
That
even you know, perception wise of people wanting to go to games. Like, you think people want to go to games now, and they didn't even show up basically last night.
Right.
There was no excuse. There was an excuse. Last week, whenever, like you said, Halloween, but what's the excuse now? Like, moving forward, if that's a product you're going to get on the ice, I don't know if Crosby playing 20 minutes a game is going to get people to get off their couch and want to watch a Penguin game.
Exactly. If you were competitive and you were a team fighting for a playoff spot like each of the last few years, you're going to be able to fill that place up enough. And so much of profit in the NHL is tickets sold and gate revenue. It's unlike the NFL, you need to sell tickets. And I think when Fenway Sports Group buys the Penguins, you know, they have a long-term vision in mind. But you are thinking, so long as Crosby, Malkin, and Letang are here, you should be competitive enough, and people are going to watch those guys for the nostalgia factor, and they're good enough that you're going to get butts in seats. Well, now you're not. And the season feels rudderless and meaningless, and it's November 12th. That's not what Fenway Sports Group had to be signing up for.
No.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the coach. And there have been tactical adjustments. He has tweaked the system here and there, and he has shuffled lines here and there. But Anytime they play a good team, save for one game against Washington, they get their asses kicked. Playoff team they played from last year, they've been had their doors blown off by. And so it feels like the season's already done. And if that's the case, and you look at the attendance now, what the hell you think it's going to be in February and March and in April?
Yep.
You're going to have 13,000 people there. You're not making your money. So you got to do something. You've got to pull the nuclear option. And I think the only nuclear option you could pull is to get rid of Mike Sullivan. I argued when you were out one day, Doran, what's the point of firing Sullivan? You think he's a great coach. You're not really going to contend for a Stanley Cup. Don't you want him potentially leading the next generation of Penguins? Because he is a good coach. He's going to coach the United States in the Four Nations Classic or whatever the hell they call it. Well, no, you want to have a viable product on the ice.
Exactly.
And this roster is not as bad as they're playing. It's not a good roster, but it's not bottom five in the league, which is the way they're playing right now.
So then what is it? I mean, you just kind of stated that Sullivan has shuffled things around. He's tried different things. He's hired a new power play coach. Like, what is it?
I think the most damning thing I've heard.
I mean, outside the goalie situation.
Which is just...
I mean, we know that that's
a terrible
situation. Really top of the list. But.
And Blomqvist had been their best goalie, and he was really bad last night. Those first two goals you just can't allow in. Ooh, so Sullivan was right in that.
You're going to rely on him?
Right. The rookie goalie his first NHL action. What did you ask?
What's the issue? Like, what's the...
Oh, the most damning quote that I've heard in sports in a long time, at least local sports, is when the Capitals head coach the other day, after the Penguins beat him, said, my guys didn't think the Penguins would bring this kind of effort.
Wow.
So if I'm a Caps fan, I'm pissed that my team didn't get up for a big rivalry game. If I'm a Penguins fan, I take it even harder that the head coach of the Washington Capitals didn't think the Penguins would show up. I mean, there's times that they're out for a free skate. Like, it does look at times like the requisite effort is not being brought. It looks like it did last year when Gensel got traded, when guys basically admitted it was like a funeral around here, right? You could see that. That's what it looks like every single night. And talent has gotten them by when they've played lesser teams. But when they play good teams and a bad thing happens, they fold up like a cheap suit, man.
That's actually damning. Like, that is so crazy for a Crosby-led team and with the veterans that they do have. The last thing you want to be questioned is effort. And I never would have thought, I don't care how bad it looks, I never thought that the effort would ever, that word would ever come up in a sentence.
Right.
I don't care how old they are. I don't care how bad that the product is on the ice, but the effort,
right,
that's way different.
And the thing is, Sullivan is he's a booming voice. He's a dynamic personality. He does demand effort. And so it's obviously falling on deaf ears. And sometimes it's the coach's fault, and sometimes it just happens organically that it gets stale. I think Mike Sullivan's a really good coach. I think he'll go someplace else if and when he's not the Penguins bench boss, and he's probably going to win a lot of hockey games, but it's just not working here anymore. And I don't know if it's salvageable anyhow, but you got to do something, or else nobody's going to show up to games. 412-928-9370 in the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Are you going to attend a Penguins game this season? I'm just curious. We'll get into that a little bit more when we come back. Jeff Hathorn joining us in the next segment. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Here's what Spencer Carberry had to say about the Penguins after that game. That's the head coach of the Capitals. Sounds British. Spencer Carberry. Anyway, you could tell that we potentially underestimated how competitive the game was going to be in that first 20 minutes. You underestimate how competitive the Penguins are going to be. That's insane.
In a rivalry game, whenever you have Ovechkin and Crosby in it, and you underestimated it.
And that game is what's so frustrating about the Penguins is because they were competitive, and they did play hard, and they played well, and it was the best game of the season. And that's what they can be. Not every night. Doesn't work that way, especially when you're not that good. But if you bring the effort every night, I look at the Islanders teams whenever you had Barry Trotz for a long time, and they had talent, but they weren't the most talented team, but they played their ass off every single night. 82 games, they were just going to play harder than you. John Tortorella's teams had done that. Like, Philly last year wasn't a good hockey club, but they battled most of the season because they were going to play harder than you. If you play harder than your opposition in the NHL and you do it consistently for 65, let's say, out of the 82 games, you're going to win a lot of hockey games because it's a long season. Penguins don't do that. Penguins are easy to play against. And if you're the Fenway Sports Group, you need to make money. So you need competitiveness. You can't have your season be over before Thanksgiving. And that's kind of where you are.
Man.
Now, people are going to show up to that November 27th game against the Canucks. It's the night before Thanksgiving. That's always a hell of a crowd, a great party. Apart from that,
it's not looking.
You're looking at, my guess, X-generation level crowds by the end of the year if this is the way they continue to play. Yay!
Oh, man, that's a shame. That's a shame.
That's real quick here. Just take a peek at the...
I do wonder why you're looking that up. Like, if they just know that they're no good, and they're just like kind of going through the motions. Like, and that's what took so long with Crosby. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know the fine details of why it took so long for Crosby to sign, but I'm sure that he had thoughts. It's like, we're not going to be any good. We know what we are. Like,
if you're going to be this bad, you might as well have no one and legitimately rebuild.
Right.
You might as well. Why drag Crosby and these guys through it? Now they're part of it, I guess, but they've hardly been the problem. They are only 1 point out of a playoff spot.
That's crazy.
But they've played 3 more games than the team that occupies that playoff spot. So standings a little misleading there. Penguins are 6-9-2. So 6 wins, 11 losses, a negative 21 goal differential, which is the worst in the Eastern Conference, and it's the worst in the NHL. Worse than the NHL.
Jeez.
Talk to Jeff a little bit about that coming up next. Also, Steelers, Ravens, what's he expecting to hear from Mike Tomlin today? What's the latest on Alex Highsmith? All coming up with our sports director. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.